This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. A new study reveals previously unaccounted for economic and cultural benefits of herring. KCAW's Ari Snyder looks at the extensive report, which also highlights threats posed by the current state management plan to the subsistence herring roe fishery in Sitka Sound.
Tom Thornton, a dean and vice provost at the University of Alaska Southeast, authored the study, which was designed and funded by the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Thornton has studied the Alaska Native subsistence herring roe harvest throughout Southeast for years, documenting its decades-long decline. The crux of his new findings is the increased importance of the Sitka fishery as stocks have disappeared elsewhere in the state.
Herring eggs out of Sitka are a tremendously important subsistence resource. 87% of them, on average, are given away, as it were, which is to say, either shared directly or traded or bartered in some way.
The crux of his new findings is the increased importance of the Sitka fishery as stocks have disappeared elsewhere in the state. But, Thornton says, state management of the commercial herring fishery overlooks and even threatens the critical and multifaceted role that the eggs play in Tlingit communities by focusing on maximizing commercial harvest.
And that really hasn't worked. It hasn't worked to restore herring, and it's created actually more stress on existing herring stocks, particularly spawning stocks.
The study is another chapter in what has been a turbulent year for Sitka's herring. For only the second time in four decades, the spring commercial sack roe fishery was canceled because the fish were too small. And the Sitka Tribe of Alaska is taking the state to court over its management practices in a trial set for January 2020. Earlier this year, Sea Alaska Corporation and the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes submitted a joint amicus brief supporting STA. Chuck Smythe, director of the Culture and History Department at Sea Alaska Heritage, helped design the study. He says he was surprised by the high percentage of the harvest that travels beyond Sitka.
And also now with the new forms of cooperative harvesting where communities send boats and have community groups come to Sitka and then bring their harvest back and share it within the community, that's kind of new, and that had not really been evaluated before.
Smythe says the findings fit into the overall conflict over herring management by documenting in greater detail the social and cultural value of the eggs. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.